Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's poppin', congregation? Now. That was different, right? Did y'all enjoy that? I don't know. Hi, guys. It's me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and you're listening to another wonderful episode of Scam Goddess, where I am always, what am I? Go ahead, guys. I am, yes, excited. I'm so excited for today's guest. I really am, honey. She is booked and busy. She is a talent beyond repair. I remember when I was coming up in the UCB Theater, and I started doing this sketch stuff called Mod, so it's basically a sketch show, and I was always trying to see this girl, and they would be like, oh, she booked this month, so she ain't gonna be here because she booked again. And you know, she booked again, honey, and the coins is raining down. She's so funny. She's so talented. She's an actress. She's a comedian. She's a writer. Y'all can see her currently on your television on NCIS. Look at me fucking up. NCIS, where she plays Cassie Hines. Okay, get into it. Get into Cassie on NCIS. Guys, we have Deanna Reasonover. Hi.
Hey.
I am laughing at all the letters that were about to come out of your name, your mouth, instead of NCIS. You were about to
say, I know,
CSI,
it's like
CBS, CVS. I already know it.
It's a lot. The girls love a show with just some letters, okay?
You know what? My mom told everyone that I was auditioning for QVC when I was auditioning for NCIS, so I'm not even mad. It's fine.
Wow. It's like, and QVC, you definitely don't have to audition. Maybe she thought she was about to sell some threads, though.
Hey,
you can have a line.
We've got a lovely bracelet, guys. This is beautiful. It's made out of real gold. Only $39.99 each month for the next 12 months.
Right. Plus shipping and handling.
Always shipping and handling.
They'd be like, why is Cassie Hines out here selling us bracelets?
There's so much handling that always happens with those QVC things. It's like, you can't just ship it out. No, you got to handle it too. All right.
You got to handle it. I personally would love to get into handling. It seems like a very lucrative business. Like, I don't ship. We just handle. We just handle them. That's it. It sounds like my dream job. So wait, Jenna, what's your relationship with scams?
Okay. Can you clarify that question?
So it could be anything. That's why it's hella vague. Like, do you feel like you like scammers? Do you not like scammers? Have you ever been scammed? Do you know about any scams right now that are like titillating and on the tip of your tongue?
Well, I'm curious, first off, when you ask people that question, do most people say they like scams or that they have been scammed?
It varies. I do. I will spend like most of the podcast trying to convince you to like scams. But sometimes people are like, yeah, I'm a scammer. Sometimes people are like, I'm a mark. I'm very sensitive. I've been scammed so many times. Or they're like, I hate scammers. They're bad people. I love anything. I'll go with anything.
Okay, great. Because I was going to say, I think I seem like a mark. Like, I think you're looking at me.
You know, you have a very kind face. Like, if I needed directions, I will walk up to you.
Thank you. I never know where I'm going. Please don't trust me. I never know where I'm going.
Same.
But I do have this face and this personality and this being, I guess. Maybe I am a mark. Maybe this is my way of
No!
I'm a mark. Please don't scam me, but I am a mark.
She basically just advertised herself as a mark. So scammers, listen, I get scammed and I don't consider myself a mark. I get scammed. Everybody plays the mark sometimes.
I mean, kind of, you don't really have a choice. Like, people have set out to scam you. So it's one of those things where it's like, I can't control what other people do. I can barely control what I do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I was like a carny. I was a carny. Does that count as anything?
You were a carny. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that is a whole trap. That's why they travel, because they scammers. Why do you think carnivals never stay in one area?
Absolutely. But I was also a bad carny because everybody else was like, you know, oh, my name's like, you know, Animal, or like my name's like Whipper or something. And I was like, hi, my name's Deanna Reusnover. I'm from Detroit. Like, I told everybody
everything. Real name.
I filled out a W-2 to be a carny. Like, they never sent me my W-2. So,
Of course they didn't, because they put that shit in the trash. They said, we got somebody who thinks we legit. Print out one of them W-2s for her.
No, they definitely passed my social security number on somewhere. It's happening somewhere. Someone's collecting my social security right now.
Yeah, Animal and Wildfire, y'all give me some paperwork, because Deanna over here want to follow the law.
Wildfire? Yeah. I loved being a carny, though. I loved it. It was
great. What did you do?
So I had a game joint. A joint is what we call like a booth. That's a little carny slang for you.
Okay. We get some carny tea. Yes.
Yes. Yes. A little something. I was not a ride jock, which is those are the people that operate, you know, rides. For some reason, there's a rivalry between us. I don't know why, but I'm not going to step out of my lane.
You're telling me you were beefing with like 12-year-olds? Because I feel like everybody who operates a ride at any amusement park be like a strong 11 and a half.
No, they were a hard living 23. Let me tell you, everybody looked like Brad Pitt now. You know how Brad Pitt looks like right now? But yeah. They were all like, you know, I'm 27.
You're not supposed to look like that.
Yeah, no, it was tough. A lot of time in the sun, possibly a lot of time in the pen. I don't know. All the stereotypes you hear are true.
I'm sure. I don't think they're checking backgrounds that hard at the carnival. So you operate a booth. What did your booth do? Because you know you were a scam artist then, because all them booths is a scam.
Yeah. No. My booth was you pop a balloon, find a star, you win a prize. And the prize was a shirt. But you were never going to win the prize because, spoiler alert, it was rigged. So I can't legally say that it was rigged, but I think in my opinion, it was rigged.
I mean, I don't think anything in the business that you were working at was legal. So I feel as though you can say that. I feel like you can say that.
Like, I'm going to get taken to Carney Court or something. That's what I'm worried about. Sure. Okay.
Ringling Brothers, they take you to court. Barnum and Bailey, they both show up.
Stop. They don't have no money. They don't have any money anymore. They're closing.
They sure don't. They sure don't. Damn, I feel for them. So wait, when the t-shirt game was rigged, was it a rigging situation where it's just set up to be rigged, or were you in the back like fucking with a lever every time somebody tried to?
You know, people, it's the funny, okay, I'm not allowed to say it because if I do say what it was, I definitely will get like jumped the next time I go into an alley and a carny sees me. You're not supposed to give away the secrets.
Yeah, magician but, secrets, carny secrets, okay.
I will say that everyone always thinks it's way more complicated than it is. Like, they're like, so let me guess, you switch the balloons like while we're popping them and you dull the, and I'm like, it's not that. It's so simple. Literally a six-year-old can do it. So the easiest way you can think that we got people's money, that's what we did.
Wow.
Which is that we just made you assume that you would win. It's all psychological.
Which is most scams. That's why I really take credit for my psychology classes and my psychology and marketing classes, because they really taught me how to do crime.
Did you really take psychology classes? Did you like it?
I loved it. I love getting to know what makes people operate and like how it works. Like, here's a little treat. If you're ever being attacked somewhere, we all know about the bystander effect, which is basically like everyone kind of pauses when something bad is happening in public because they think someone else is going to do something about it, or no one calls the police because they think someone's already called, which call the ambulance. Don't call the police, child, because you're just inviting more danger. We don't call the police. But if you are in a dangerous situation and you need help, instead of crying for help, if you see people around you, if you don't see people, who start screaming and shit. But if you see people around you, point to someone, be like, you, help me. Like, if
you
put
you there, you sir, please help me. I thought you were going to say yell fire is what I thought you were going
to
say.
No, you got to be like, hey, yo, Nike jacket, Nike sweatsuit, help me. You got to get real specific. You with the receding hairline, help a bitch. And then they'll come and like they feel more pressure to help you because now they've been called out. But if you just say help, everybody like, well, Who gonna help her though?
Oh, don't do that in Detroit. I will tell you, the only reason I feel like I don't get scammed more often is because I don't trust anything. So I feel like if somebody was like, "You there, you woman that I've seen on my TV, help me," I'd be like, "It's a trap," and run as fast as I could the other way.
Well, that's fair because you're black. You have to do this to white people, especially white men. You have to appeal to their narcissism and be like, "You, white king, help me."
White king. I am not calling anyone white king. I don't care what kind of situation I'm in. That's never going to happen.
Yo, it's Black History Month, y'all. But to take that out of your ears. I never said that. I never said that. No, but actually, if you are in danger, I don't know. Try it. It might work.
It might. Writing from the hospital. Dear Lacey, it did not work.
Look, I'm not liable for anything I say on here.
We will not take you to Carney Court, and we won't be held in the people's court either.
Yes. So, wait, before we got on the pod, you were also telling me about something that could be hot in fraud that's happening out here.
Yeah, okay. Now, here's a scam that's really ticking me off. Gosh, I sound like the aunt that I'm becoming. But seriously, it's like really kind of, this is a shitty scam, which is that people are... they set up kind of access codes for the vaccine. We're in COVID times right now. I don't want to date your podcast, but that's what's happening.
Right. Just so you know what's happening in the world. But
you know, in case you've been under a rock, the coronavirus vaccine has come out and people are like going in and stealing the codes meant for like elders of color and using it, even though they're not qualified, and being like, "I booked an appointment." I'm like, if you show up to a vaccine appointment and you know that you're 25 and you are not, you know, one of the other 600 Black or Latino senior citizens, don't you think maybe you scammed your way here? Like, go home.
I agree with you. But there's a small part of me inside that's also like, look, I'm in my 20s still, and I got asthma. So, you know, why can't I go up in there and be like, "Ooh, ouch, my lung. Y'all give me that shot."
Well, you're going to qualify probably in the next tier, actually. I think the CDC, they said that you might possibly qualify in the next tier. I'm just saying, if you know you're doing it, and you know you're healthy, and you know it's wrong, stay home. Stay your ass
yes.
home.
Don't steal from the elderly community. They've taken enough of a hit this past, you know, year and a half, where basically they were told they were disposable, which is so wild to me because maybe I just never had this because I grew up with my grandparents and like lived, you know, on a hill where like all my great uncles and aunts lived, and I could like go to their houses and like get their food. Like it was like a hill that everyone in my family owned in East Texas.
What hill? What hill does your family own?
It was like, I think that like my great grandparents were sharecroppers and then they bought their land. And then my grandparents, like they had like, my grandma had like 11 siblings. And so most of them, eight of them lived on this big stretch of land that like, it was like a road you could just go up. And like Thanksgiving was always fun because you'd go to everybody's house and get like whatever their specialty was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like Aunt Betty Jo made really good like desserts. And oh my God, I'm so country. Betty Jo. Yes, honey. Aunt Betty Jo.
Hey, I got an Aunt Betty Jean. Wait, what was your family specialty like at your house?
So the thing is, my mom is like the matriarch cook. So she makes everything. Like when I tell you like everything, and she's like bougie. So it's still like Southern cuisine, but my mom is also like putting in the Williams-Sonoma. You know what I mean? We're getting stuffing with the roasted chestnuts and the cranberry relish, honey. I ain't seen a can of Ocean Spray in like 12 years.
You got to admit, the Ocean Spray can is kind of great because the ridges tell you where to cut. It's like a serving size. I love it.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it, guys. I've upgraded to cranberry relish with like an orange peel zest in there, and I'm not going back.
Oh, Lord. Cranberry relish is just mashed up cranberry sauce from the can. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious.
Okay.
I wish you guys could see my face and Tiana's face right now. But so what was I saying? Yeah. So I think I grew up with old people. That's why I sympathize with, you know, elderly people. And also I realized that, yeah, we're young now, but we will be old one day. And I don't want people to treat me like we treat old people in America. It's crazy to me. Like, people, like, do they think they won't be old one day? Like, people really.
Yeah, they don't. They're like, I don't know about COVID. I might not be old. I want to make it too old.
Right. Old would be tight if I could make it there. But like, it's just rude how we treat our elders in America. Like, we're so bad.
I want to see you old. I cannot wait. I feel like you would be just like the best old lady.
I hope by then we have so much like surgery advancements that I just look exactly like this, but I'm like 90.
Oh, I've already started planning all the plastic surgery I'm going to get. I was talking to my wife about it the other day. I was like, I want to get this done and this done and this done. And her eyes were getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
She's like, what? At least you come and fully don't recognize you anymore.
I'm fine like, with that. Honestly, I'm fine with reinventing myself.
So Deanna says it's a really bad scam. I'm going to say it's also a bad scam, guys. Don't fuck with the elderly. But also, like, I don't know. I've been thinking about faking a limp. I really want that vaccine.
You think a limp is going to do it? Did you hear about, have you guys talked about the two girls? This is actually maybe a better
from
scam.
Florida?
Yeah. Was it Florida or was it?
Are you talking about the ones who dressed up as old people to get the vaccine?
Absolutely, I am. Yes. Absolutely.
We haven't. And I just thought of that too. We might as well just talk about it now. But yes, there are elderly women in, or not elderly women, there are younger women in Florida who were pulling up to get the vaccine dressed as old people. And yeah, I mean,
they're elderly for TikTok, but they're not actually elderly. They're like 34 and 44, I think I heard.
Yes. But I'm proud of them. You know, I feel like they should get the vaccine just simply because of the effort that they went through. They got wigs. They got makeup. We're talking production value. They probably was putting on voices like, hey, baby, just stick me with that needle, baby.
Oh, Lord. Hit me with that. What? Oh, Lord. What is happening? Is this a preview of you as an old lady?
I just become very crotchety. Hey, Deanna. Hey, baby.
Oh, no.
Go stick that needle in me, baby.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I start saying old people things. I don't know. What is that? Ensure. Got to drink my Ensure.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Ensure tastes so bad. Oh, God. It's horrible.
I used to drink them shits as a kid. I thought they were tasty. I stole them from my grandma.
I feel like I used to feel that way. This is terrible. About Weight Watchers milkshakes because they called them milkshakes. And I was like, oh, I got to get that. My mom was like, no. I was like, I've never seen another milkshake in a can. That's all I want is I just want straight sugar. Please give it to me.
Right. Into my veins. Yeah. Well, guys, let's get into. Oh, my God. It's been 15 minutes. Wow, Deanna, you're really derailing the show.
Anytime, baby. Anytime.
Anytime I have someone that I enjoy talking to, it's like, oh, right, this is a show. You guys want content that I promised? Cool. Maybe you'll get it. Guys, let's get into our first segment. What's hot in fraud? So as you can see, we've already given you a lot of like hot things in fraud, coronavirus scams. But today we're also going to give you a listener letter. So if you haven't listened to the show before, welcome. And what's hot in fraud is where we will tell you what's popping in the fraud game on the streets, and we'll also read your letters. If you would like to snitch on your friends or your family or yourself, email scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to fuck up your bag. Yes. So today, Deanna, I need a name.
Is there a particular gender you'd like me to associate with this? You can tell I went to Oberlin. Is there a particular gender?
Is there a particular... So this person has not given us a particular gender, so we can go anyway.
Let's go with K.
K. Oh, I like that. K could be anyone. I like
exactly.
That. Yes. So K says, I know how you feel about meter maids being a hater job. So I thought that you might appreciate the scam I have going on. And just if you haven't listened to the show before, but everyone knows, I'll be brief. There are certain jobs that are made for people who are natural born haters. And I encourage people to get these jobs so that you don't become bitter and miserable in your real life. So like being a meter maid, you get to ruin people's day every day. You know what I mean? That way you don't have to troll people online. You don't have to be mean to your mama and your boyfriend. You can just be mean to the community that you serve. people in casinos who count the money and come check your ID. Haters, slowing down the roll, fucking up the juju. You know what I mean? You can find a way to watch people lose money and know that that means you're doing your job well. There's hater jobs out there for you guys. Accounting, in specifically IRS. Hater job. Your whole job is crunching little hater numbers and trying to make people, you know, go to Lauryn Hill jail. So
what is Lauryn Hill jail? Oh no, this is making me laugh too much. Oh God. Okay.
That's when you go to jail like Lauryn Hill did. Shout out to Lauryn though. Sorry about that, sis. Glad you're free.
Oh God. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Okay.
That's my biggest fear is like the feds come, they're like, you're going where Wesley Snipes went.
I always say that. I always am like, whenever I talk to my account, I'm like, you cannot screw me over. I do not want to live this Wesley Snipes life. Like, I always reference him. Always, always, always. Oh, God.
It's also important for me that anybody who handles my finances or has my personal information knows that, like, I am a professional, but also, like, I will pull up with my cousins on their second strike and beat your ass. Like, I want people to know it's not going to just be court if you steal from me. I will come fight you.
Like, I won't, but please also still don't steal from me.
If you pull a Rihanna on my ass, okay, I'm going to show up.
Oh, bitch better have my money? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put you in a trunk. So that's what it's like working with me. So Kay says, I live in a popular tourist destination, and as such, all the parking around the town is paid parking, and it's expensive. About a year and a half ago, the time expired on my parking spot, and I got a ticket. At first, I was annoyed, but then I realized that the ticket under my windshield wiper came in a little envelope that had all the parking violations department info on it, but didn't have a date or a time on it. I know where you're going with this. The date and the timestamp ticket was a little slip of paper inside the envelope. Well, I paid the $40 ticket on 9, and now I keep that envelope and the ticket on my car. So whenever I park at a pay spot or any questionable spot around town, I tuck the envelope under my windshield wiper. This way it looks like I already got a parking ticket that day. And I guess any meter man who sees it assumes that a person on another shift ticketed me. With this system, I haven't paid for parking in over a year. Hopefully no one catches on, and hopefully my little parking pass stays intact a while longer. It's looking a bit rough on the edges, cases.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That's a good scam.
Right. And I will say, you must live in a touristy area. It can't be California. At least not Los Angeles, because I've tried this. When I tell you I know everybody at the DOP and that I've been to the Parking Violations Bureau, at one point I had a boot on my car like 3 years ago, and lazy. I had to pay to get the boot off. I was so trifling. I didn't have parking where I live. Like, guys, if you move to LA, don't ever pick a place with street parking unless there's abundant. Check at night. Check. Don't do it. Don't do it, bitch.
You know what? Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop you for 1 second. I don't know if you remember this. The first time I met you, you parked somewhere crazy. Do you remember that?
Oh, okay, wait. Was it at Sunset?
No, the very first time I met you, you had parked. We were at Birds on Franklin, which is a little bar right near UCB Franklin, for all the listeners not from LA. And I met you through a mutual friend, and I was like, that girl's cool. And as you were leaving, you were like, I parked somewhere weird. Where'd you guys park? Oh, you know what? Never mind. And just left and like went into the bar, and I was like, oh man, that girl's gonna get a ticket so quick. Like, you parked somewhere crazy. I know you did.
Yeah, I'm trifling. I've been towed out of establishment parking lots. I've been towed pretty much anywhere you can be towed. I've given so much money to the LA parking department, like at least 2 Gucci bags. No joke.
You know what? Every time you drive over a pothole that's been filled in, you should be like, I did that. That's
right. I want my name on some shit. The next time they put some cement down, y'all better fucking carve my motherfucking name in that shit, okay? I want to know where the money went, okay?
It's like your own Hollywood Walk of Fame. Just pothole fillings.
Just potholes. Yes. But I will say, it doesn't work in LA, because the people at the parking bureau here are very fucking petty. Like, they will check your VIN number and see if the ticket is new. They will give you another one. They're the biggest haters. LA parking... undefeated.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to, when I said, wow, 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 what a good scam, in my head, I was thinking to myself, that shit is not going to work here. They mark your tires. They chalk them up. Mm-hmm. They know. They have a little notch on their belt, I think, because every time they give a ticket out, they're like, yes. So they know.
Right. Especially towards like the ends of the months, wherever they're like the quota's higher to meet, like they're out here. I've seen parking authority people sitting behind a car at a meter waiting for that shit to expire.
Oh, that happened to me
so many times.
Oh, that happened to me. I did not officially park. I like pulled in, looked up, saw the sign. That's it. And I was like, oh, I don't think I can do that. I was stopped. The car was still on. Okay. It said no parking, not no stopping. This is important. The guys behind me, I was like, oh, it's 3:59. It turns at 4. I guess I'll leave. Pull out. How about I get a ticket in the mail?
No. That's fucked. See, I hate them so much. Especially when you talk to them right as they're walking up to your car, you'll be like, I'm leaving right now. They'll be like, I already started writing the ticket. I'm like, well, do you have the whole VIN number? Because, bitch, I'm about to speed away.
Yeah, I'll rip my driver's license off. Yeah, I'm like, you already started writing the ticket. I already started leaving. Like, we're at an impasse here. What the fuck? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're great. Oh, yes. Look, this is a very R-rated podcast. One of my old English teachers, Miss Rankin, shout out to Erin. She will sometimes post by my podcast, but she's still an educator. And, you know, all her friends and stuff online are. And she's like, oh, but just a warning, guys, not safe for work. Very racy language. And I responded, I was like, you right? And she was like, you curse like a sailor, but I love you. I love it. I love a Texas, you know, just a Southern woman. I love it.
That's such a wholesome yet curse-worthy story. That's great. I love it.
Right. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we will be right back with Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know what I'm talking about.
Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs?
I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cons! And we are back, and it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks, where I will regale Deanna with a famous caper, crime, grift, con artiste, maybe a ring. Let's see. Maybe we love them, maybe we don't. So today, guys, we are talking about something that started in June of 2006 when a small team of indie producers and writers constructed a fake internet persona to create the first ever web series. It was presented as an authentic diary vlog on YouTube. They created a 16-year-old girl named Bree, who was known as Lonely Girl 15. The series became extremely popular, but it was all fake.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Right. I'd never heard of this, but this is like the early 2000s. You know, I was watching Flavor of Love. So
absolutely. The early 2000s were such a mess. Just those like pointy high heels and low slung jeans. Yeah. What a mess.
They were our 80s. We said we saw the 80s and we said, hold my beer. They said, bitch, hold my Four Loko. Before the FDA stepped in and said they were killing people.
Did you ever have Four Loko?
I did. I had a Four Loko margarita in college, which shout out to, let me go ahead and make this shout out, Anthony, who's one of my best friends, who's so fucking annoying. He said I stole one of his jokes one time on this podcast, and I don't even know what he, I know what he's talking about, but it was in conversation. I don't remember. I don't be stealing jokes though, but he's so petty. He'd be FaceTiming me like, so you go to every, are you ever gonna like admit to stealing my joke? And I was like, okay, so Anthony, here's your moment. But Anthony was the guy who got us all drunk in college.
Sure.
And one time we went to a little house gathering, and one of our other homegirls made a margarita with Four Loko. So it was tequila, margarita mix, Four Loko, ice.
What a choice. What a series of choices. And then to engage with this, knowing what was in it. What a choice on your part.
Why were we like this? Now I'm like, does that Cabernet have sulfites? I'll get a headache. But back then I was like, pop off. It's popping off. Give me that pop off.
Oh my gosh. Has your headache gone away yet from that one margarita in 2006? You still have a headache from it?
No, God bless youth. I think I woke up the next day just feeling refreshed. God bless it.
Oh my gosh. I open a bottle of vanilla extract at this point, and the next day I'm like, oh God, what a night.
I drank a kombucha in the morning the other day, and I was like, why am I buzzed? It's like, I'm lit. And I was like, oh, this is 3% alcohol.
Oh, God.
How it started was in the early 2000s, which is, you know, a mess of a time. YouTube was just getting started, but it was growing quickly. I wish I had made a fucking YouTube in the 2000s. I could be a millionaire by now. I got to start being an early mover. I'm not an early mover. I'm a late adapter.
Because you don't know. There's too much stuff. Everybody's trying to make their thing the next thing. It's too much.
Right. And for you guys who don't know what that means, early mover is like an economic term for people who are more inclined to purchase things as they come out, like brand new. It's like the people who wait in line at the Apple store to get like the newest iPhone, like right when it hits the shelves and stuff. I'm a late adapter. There are people who wait until all the early movers go, and then we see what the glitches are. We let the, you know, the A key work again, and then we go buy it.
So. Late adapter is a nice way of saying smart. We're smart. That's what we are. We're smart.
But,
we don't.
But listen, it's not always good. YouTube, we could have been both YouTube stars. We could have been opening up boxes. I could have a following of like millions of 7-year-olds right now. You know, I played.
I don't want a YouTube. I don't want followers like that. I cover up my PIN when I'm putting it in for my credit card in front of my wife, who has the same account as me. So I don't really want people in my life like that, to be totally honest with you. No.
Not y'all got the same account. I'm weak. You are. I like how discerning you are. You say you're from Detroit?
Oh, yes. Mm. And true Detroit, too. Not like some people who are from, like, you know, the suburbs, like Eminem.
Wait, like it's so cold in the D. How the fuck do we supposed to get peace? Have you never heard that song?
No, I've heard it. You think that's funny? You think we like that? You think we enjoy that?
The look that she gave.
I told you I'm becoming an aunt very quickly. Like, I'm very quickly becoming the aunt I was always meant to be.
That look just like smacked my hand and told me to sit down. That look was like, and when we go in that store, don't you touch nothing.
Because of all the pop culture, of all the wonderful music and like things that have come out of Detroit, you got Motown, Big Sean, Eminem, the White Stripes. You chose It's So Cold in the D. So yes, I gave you that look.
That's my favorite song that ever came out of Detroit.
All right. It's been great being on this podcast. Thank you so much. I want to plug my show.
She's leaving, guys. She's leaving. Damn. Okay, so back into it. So Miles Beckett, a doctor, was among millions of YouTube visitors. Beckett had thought, how could you tell what was real and what was fake on YouTube? Love a scammer. Once you see an opportunity. Yes. So anyone could buy a webcam or a camera phone and upload whatever they wanted. I thought it would be really cool if there was a video blogger and if you told the story just like you would on a TV show, he said. Then one evening at a karaoke bar in LA, he met Mesh Flinders. What the fuck kind of name is that? Mesh Flinders sounds like some shit you see on TV at 2 a.m. when they're like, have you or a loved one suffered from Mesh Flinders after using the weed whacking product Roundup? You may be entitled to compensation. I'll never talk to nobody named Mesh. You can say, hey, what's up? My name is Mesh. All right, I'll see you. Stay up. Like, I'm leaving.
It was the compensation that got me.
Mesh Flinders? Bruh.
Oh, gosh, I can't breathe. Okay.
That's got to be like his third name. So Mesh and Beckett hit it off. And within a matter of days, they began writing a script. They created a high school girl named Brie, which also grown men writing a high school girl. What do y'all know about high school girls as a grown man named Mesh?
As proved by every teenage show, nothing.
Right. It's just, ugh. And even if you watch shows that aren't even that old, like I'm rewatching Modern Family, which I love, but there's so many jokes about the girl, Alex, not having a boyfriend. Like that was like the running joke. It's like, but you don't have a boyfriend. And like everybody, I was like, this is, I don't know. I never cared about having a boyfriend in high school.
No, absolutely not. I feel like a lot of like writing for teenage girls on TV is like, I don't know, I guess I'll let my breasts do the deciding. Like, it's so strange. I'm just like, I just remember when I was in high school, I cared about like, you know, classes and friends and just like normal stuff. The same thing that probably boys cared about. It was just, right. Just strange.
It is. I don't know why. It's just bizarre. And it, ugh. Anyway, so they write this script, right? Their character Brie was funny, friendly, and a self-described dork, which...
Sorry, what?
That is every weird man's wet dream. They love, like, a woman who's, like, really hot and nice and funny, but also, like, doesn't have self-esteem, so she calls herself, you know... I'm such a dork, but she looks like Kate Upton, but she calls herself a dork.
Absolutely. They just want a woman with bangs. Just say that you just want a woman with bangs. That's all you want. Calm down.
Adorkable. So adorkable Brie. Her first few videos were going, like, were relatable. They were cute. She was introducing her friend Daniel, and because you need a man you need a man in it. Otherwise,
oh, got to.
Yeah, who would watch? And complaining about being homeschooled and having super religious parents. Oh. I like that they said she was homeschooled, so now she never has to, like, admit what school she goes to. I actually never leave my house. Hey, YouTube.
Hey, YouTube. Oh, no. This is my only outlet. Hey, YouTube.
Right. So the character was supposed to seem like a happy-go-lucky teenager, but there was also a dark side to her story, which was that her parents were in a mysterious cult. Ooh, I actually want to watch this now. It became clear that she was pretty lonely, which is why her username was LonelyGirl15. So Beckett said, this is a quote from him, somebody was going to create a scripted show on YouTube that uses the vlogger format, and if they were marketing savvy, they would make it feel real, so there would be people talking about it. If we didn't do it, then somebody else would. I love that. If we didn't rob the bank, somebody else would. Like,
oh, sure. He was just sitting there. Somebody
sitting there
take it.
Waiting to be robbed. Begging to be robbed, practically. You put a bunch of money in one building. Come on now. Somebody was going to take it. So the business side was headed up by their friend Greg, also a man. No women involved yet. A lawyer who later became one of the show's producers. His wife Amanda, who worked at a talent agency, was tasked with maintaining Bree's MySpace page. Okay, so she's not giving any creative direction to this young woman. She's just updating the MySpace. Oh. Okay. Remember MySpace? Did you have a MySpace?
Absolutely, I did. It was nothing. Like, I did not even have enough friends to fill out my top eight. I was like, can mine be my top three? What a sad MySpace I had.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have one?
I did. I remember running for student council on MySpace. I had a top eight. I made it rotate because I was chaotic evil.
Do you play D&D? I want to play a character based on that sentence that you just said.
Damn, I wish I did. I kind of want to get into it because I have so many friends who play D&D. And now I'm like, I don't know. Do I get into D&D?
I don't know. Do you want to be a dorkable?
I do. I do have a wig with bangs. So okay. I can put that on. And
you're
then,
ready.
Yes. Oh, yo. Especially because I feel like there's like not a ton. I've learned about the discrimination in D&D against women. And then I know there's not like a ton of black people in D&D. So I'm like, we'd get like a real black group of D&D people. That would be fun. That'd probably be very lit.
Yes, actually, I'm going to get a text chain going after this. Yes, continue, though.
That would be so lit. So they had a plan, and they had a webcam. They had scripts. They had everything that they needed now. They just needed the right girl for the part. So Jessica Lee Rose was 19 at the time. She had just moved to Los Angeles and stumbled upon a casting call on Craigslist for a project called The Children of Anchor Cove. Wow. Craigslist. Have you ever gone to a Craigslist audition?
Absolutely, and I live to tell the tale. I've gotten jobs off of Craigslist. I've gotten furniture and boyfriends and everything else off Craigslist.
Wow, you got a boyfriend off Craigslist?
Yeah, but that's why I'm gay now. So anyway, go ahead.
There are some drawbacks to getting a boyfriend on Craigslist.
There are multiple drawbacks.
But honestly, is it a drawback? Like,
hey, it works out for me and my flannel collection.
Right. I love it. I love that for you. I'm bi and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I just stop with the men altogether. that's no. The bad side of being bi.
No.
The men's side.
Leave your world open. As open as you want them to be.
The men's side is bad. Really rolling the dice with the men. So basically, the role of the friend Daniel that we talked about earlier went to a guy named Yusuf, and one of the few guys auditioning that didn't look like an Abercrombie model. Wow. So they went with like a regular, everyday looking guy. They were looking for real types.
Who wrote that backhanded compliment about him in there? Who wrote that?
And nothing's ruder as an actress than when you get a casting and they give you a description and there's something in there that's like real to quirky types. And I'm like, y'all think I look like a real human being? That's so or quirky. This is disrespectful.
Also, I'm looking this guy up. This guy is cute. What are you talking about? I'm like, this guy looks, you know what? Maybe I'm just gay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just gay. This is bad.
I love that you're quickly trying to retract this because I can't see him right now. It's like, oh no, wait. It's just because I'm gay. Listen, girl, during the pandemic, David Ruprecht started looking good to me from Supermarket Sweep with his pressed khakis. David Ruprecht.
Who? The host?
Yes, if you watch old Supermarket Sweep, girl, it had been a long time. I was like, I don't know them.
A long time since when? Since you saw a man? What's going on?
I was like, them dockers fitting right.
They don't fit. That's the whole point. They're not fitted at all. You're like basically holding them up with suspenders. Where's the fit?
You got to watch him walk a little bit. You got to watch him, you know? You know, listen, it was a hard time. It was a hard time for everybody. So, the guy Yusuf goes on to play Daniel. Daniel was meant to be kind of dorky, so this worked in his favor. The original plan was to create 6 months worth of episodes, create a buzz, and then disappear into like to create an indie blockbuster. So after a couple of weeks, they had over 500,000 views. And this is back in like the early Wild Wild West days of YouTube. So that's like a lot of views.
Wow.
The New York Times started a recurring blog about her, the Lonely Girl. She had her own forum and hundreds of people wanted to be her friend on MySpace. Okay. This is when MySpace was popping, okay? Tila Tequila era. So... Ooh. What a nightmare of a human
what a fall.
She was.
What a fall from grace. I had such a crush on her when she did her show. And then, yikes, what a mistake.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When your career falls off, you know, racists will always accept you because racism is just not that popping. You know, they never really have, like, the celebrities. They never really have, like, the hot girls. So, like, you can get into racism at any point in your career if it's going downhill, and they will become your fans. I'm just letting you know, Deanna, if you ever feel like, oh, I don't want to act no more, but I want to keep these coins coming, you know, show up to
a few. No, ma'am. I'm not even entertaining this. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. No.
Pull up to one or two insurrections and coins will be flowing.
No.
Yes. I love it. So, the New York Times, which obviously didn't do any fact-checking, has this recurring blog about her. She had her own forum, and hundreds of people wanted to be her friend, right? So soon the videos got dark. It was revealed that Bree's blood type made her the target of a secretive cult called The Order. There was one famous video where Bree and Daniel get into a fight. As Daniel follows her around the room, you see in the corner of a room, which you've never seen before, it's a shrine of a cult leader named Aleister Crowley, who was a lunatic. Beckett said he was friends with Hitler and L. Ron Hubbard and just like a Hubbard, excuse me. Let me put some respect on my king L. Ron's name. One of the best cultists to ever do it. Okay.
How old was he? How old was he supposed to be? It's 2006, right. And you're friends with Hitler and L. Ron. How old?
All you need is a Ouija board to be friends with Hitler and L. Ron.
I mean, there's no
a Ouija board to hell. Yeah, I am also confusion because she's supposed to be 16 and she has the shrine of this old man who was like homies with Hitler. That's a lot. So basically, They don't address it. So he's just like this maniac from the early 1900s. He's also dead. She has a shrine of him in her room. They pass over it really quickly, but you obviously can catch it. And they don't even address it. They just upload the video. And within 2 seconds of the video, every single comment is a link to a Wikipedia about Aleister Crowley. And the fan base just went like absolutely crazy over this. Okay.
I mean, I also want to know what the fight was about. Like, I want to know what the fight was about and why it was not about this particular altar in your room.
Right. Well, we've got another video that I'm going to play for you right now where Daniel teaches Bree how to drive. The two get into a fight that ends with Bree vaguely saying she's honored to be a part of the Order. People love a secret society.
Oh, sure. And a real one, as we've seen.
Right. I hope there's some Hollywood secret society. I want to be in a secret society. I want to cut my hand and do the blood thing with everybody. I want to pledge my soul and everlasting life to Beyonce.
Lacey, no.
Let me have this. It could be fun.
No.
Let's play this video. Oh my God, this guy. I can't look at his face.
Yeah, okay. I was wrong about him saying
it. Yeah, you were. You really were.
It was a very good picture that came up on his Wikipedia page. It was very curated.
Was it? Okay, she's like sitting on a, what is this, a loading dock?
Why would you even talk to me about it?
Because you don't understand.
What's there to understand? You don't even know what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
What are you talking about?
They're doing really shitty camera angles, so it looks real.
I want to know what it was all for.
I do. It's a huge honor for me. Okay, whatever. I just
what are you talking about? Don't you think it's weird that they're not even telling you about this whole
thing? No, I don't think it's weird. They don't know, okay?
What do you mean they don't know either?
All right, shut this shit off. Thank you so much for that, Marina Chelsea. So basically at the end, she like alludes that she's a part of the society and that's what he's arguing with her about. The acting is terrible. How did anybody think this was real?
Because of the bra strap with the racer back, like it was very of the era, very, very niche.
This is true. And maybe, you know, acting has evolved a lot in the past, like, 20 years. Because, you know, back in the day, people used to be in the pictures talking like this. I was like, is that how everyone talked in the 20s? We're doing the Charleston. And that was, like, how people, why I oughta, you know? So maybe...
Can you imagine like being at a funeral and the pastor's just like, well, we've gathered here today and we're all here to talk about the life of Mildred.
Mildred was a lovely gal. Like, yeah, you're right. I need to know if people talked like that in the real life in the 20s. But in movies, it was absolutely ridiculous. So I guess maybe this could have seemed convincing back in the time. So she's obviously alluding to this cult that she's in. Lonely Girl 15 was the first internet series to introduce product integration, aka sponsors. Okay, listen, Instagram girls, you have Lonely Girl to thank.
Oh, wow. That's who we have to blame for all those legging advertisements I get.
Okay. Yes. And fit tees and teeth whiteners and Instaliners. That's what I call Invisalign sold on Instagram. You can get all of that. So in one episode, they feature a character eating and displaying Icebreaker Sours gum. Wow.
Wow.
That is She's crazy. Like holding it up next to her face as she takes out a piece to chew.
I just don't understand why you don't love me.
I love this Icebreaker's gum. Anyways.
I love this Icebreaker's gum.
Like, I hope it's, like, not subtle at all. I hope they're, like, about to kiss. And she's like, but wait, I need Icebreaker's gum to make my mouth fresh and fruity. And also tooty.
Tooty.
I want it to be ridiculous. That's what I need. So another example is they integrated a character from Neutrogena into the storyline over a period for
a character from Neutrogena? What?
Yes.
What so was the character... it? The N in Neutrogena? What is a character from Neutrogena?
It was a man in a costume and the orange Neutrogena face cleanser. And he just randomly would appear places. It was natural. No, so the character was Dr. Spencer Gilman. He became such a popular character that Neutrogena made him Employee of the Month and gave him his own email account on the company's corporate website. Wow. Okay. It's the internet exactly.
Terrible place to be. The internet is a terrible place to be is all I have to say about that.
It really is horrible because even if you do something bad, you can make money and be famous from it. It's absolutely ridiculous. That fucking little Kenosha killer who like went on the run, fucking, I'm not even going to say his name, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
17-year-old little bitch. I never called a 17-year-old a little bitch before, but he is. And he's worse. But he made so much money and literally got bailed out of jail because racists were like, good job. Like, the internet's bad.
Yeah, it is bad. I don't know that I believe that you've never called a 17-year-old a little bitch before.
You're right. You're right. And honestly, younger than that. Younger than that. Sometimes kids are assholes. You know, sometimes kids don't have good vibes. I've met some kids who had bad vibes and they're going to be bad adults.
Oh, sure. You know? And also we were 17 at one point. You know what I mean? Like, I was messy.
That was really nice though. That was really nice. I don't think people would believe, actually. I may have not been nice.
No, you know what? I will say this very briefly. You've always seemed very outgoing and very generous, both with your personality and with like, you know, just a generous person.
Oh, thank you. So have you. You always have really good vibes. I haven't talked to you in so long. This is so nice to just like chat with you.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. But we'll finish the show, I swear.
Yeah, sure.
sure, the show. Right, y'all there? Y'all there? Hello?
I have no respect for people's formats. I'm like, I just want to talk. Go ahead.
And I love that for you and for me. like I said before we started, and like you said, I say it all the time. This is my scam. This is a comedy show. But I'll teach you something, I guess, since you demand of it. We used to be listed in the business section of Spotify. I was Spotify's pick of the year in 2019 in the business section.
It was you and Planet Money.
No lie though. They're like, why is she here? That was my favorite scam. I was like, yeah, me, a business woman. So I love business. So they're selling stuff. They're making coins. Neutrogena, Icebreaker, the girls. Everyone's getting a coin off of this. This is how they got caught. So after the talk of the cult ceremony, fans started asking questions. Seems like a good time to ask questions. Fans begin going to LonelyGirl15.com's forum to discuss their theories. People noticed the site had been registered before Brie even started posting. If anything, the speculation helped that the videos become even more popular and like that things got more intense. So now all the girls are on the blogs like, okay, well, what about this? And what about that? And I do love internet detectives. It's really trash that we've gotten to the point where internet detectives are so good that like the FBI, literal FBI was on Twitter talking about, hey, y'all, I don't know if y'all saw, but it's been a little insurrection or whatever. And the girls at the F, the B, and the I would just really love it if y'all could look at these pictures and maybe tell us who these people are. And that's annoying to me for one major reason. The FBI is responsible for murdering so many of Black people's civic leaders. And y'all didn't need nobody to get online or mail something to y'all to tell y'all where we was at. But now y'all need help.
Yeah, but I am so excited for like the Capitol insurrection riot for when people get sentenced, for their sentencing to include somebody holding up a screenshot saying, this you. I cannot wait for that. I'm very happy about that.
I need a this you affidavit. I need y'all to just call it this you in court. I'd like everyone to pull up Exhibit C, this you. Item line 35, this you. Bruh, that was damning. Social media really, like, people will tell on themselves for clout. I was amazed by how many, like, that realtor from Texas.
Yeah, oh, it's so crazy. I'm like, you know we can all see this, right? You know that, like, screen record is now right on, like, what
and people do it immediately. You can take it down. It don't matter. It's already been screen recorded. Someone got it. And she was like, hey, y'all, it's your girl, Karen, from Karen's Bitch Realty in Dallas, Texas. I'm at the insurrection, and we breaking into, the, like, literally everything. She was like, here is me doing crime. Sally, say hi.
At that point, sure. I mean, they walked directly into the Capitol. I'm sure they felt extremely empowered, truly.
Right. I mean, shit. And here we are just marching on the streets, you know, peacefully. They went to the Capitol.
Okay, wait. I want to get back to this Lonely Girl 15.
Yes.
Nobody thought it was weird that this woman who had no friends had her own forum. Like, nobody was like, that's strange.
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
So now is the time where, Deanna, what you're saying starts to happen. So this whole time, no one was saying like, oh, this is weird. They were just enjoying the story. And then when it started getting to the cult area where, you know, she was, you know, having shrines and said she was a part of the order and ceremonies and stuff, that's when people really, you know, millions of people are watching at this point. The buzz is, you know, the New York Times is talking about it. She's got advertisers. So now people are making their own blogs and threads places like, what's the tea? And this is where the haters come in. You start getting popping, the haters will come. They will come and they will find you.
Yes.
So one member of the forum embedded an IP tracker on a fake MySpace profile and messaged Brie. But they weren't messaging Brie. They were messaging Amanda, remember Beckett's wife who works for the talent agency?
Yes.
Who they didn't let write, but they did let her run the MySpace?
Yes.
So now he's talking to Amanda. They took their findings to the LA Times journalist who published a story exposing the truth behind Lonely Girl 15. This made Lonely Girl 15 into front page news. What followed was a whirlwind of press and attention around the world. So the aftermath. After the reveal, Lonely Girl 15 ran for over 2 years.
What? After? That's crazy.
I mean, people love mess. I would keep going. Why not? Rose, the girl who played Brie for another year before her character was killed off. Damn, how you gonna get killed off your own show?
It's Lonely Girl 15. How did he kill the Lonely Girl?
Right, it's gonna be another Lonely Girl 16 or Busy Girl 17.
Busy Girl 17.
So Brie had a molecular signature known as a ribosome that extended life. Eventually, her character's blood was stolen and she died. Okay, is that sci-fi? I feel like we went into a new realm.
Really jumped the shark with that one.
Yeah. Right, what? There was also a UK spinoff and a sequel called Lonely Girl 15, The Resistance. Wow. Okay, shout out to Lonely Girl 15. An icon.
All right, good to know, good to know. Thank you for providing us with all those Instagram influencers. Thanks, you did that.
Right.
You did that.
And I will say this, guys. Instagram influencing is hard work. I know y'all think that those people are just living lavish and taking photos and making money. But trust me, I wish an Instagram influencer would actually just do like a day in the life of like what's actually happening. Maybe they're doing it, but they're so fake about it. I want them to be like, I had to take this photo 90 times and then I spent an hour editing it. I had to Photoshop out a man in the back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's very hard. Like, I'm not even going to pretend, even though I just made that Instagram influencer joke. I'm like, yeah, no, actually the coordination that it takes, like, with brands and, like, you know, the marketing skills it takes, I'm like, it's a job.
Right. I bought 12 wigs today.
I brought 12 wigs today.
Yeah. I've been editing TikToks for hours. I sympathize with y'all. Also, I'm trying to join y'all. I want to sell stuff online. With like really no, I don't want to know about the product for real though.
What do you want to sell? Like, do you have a particular like area that you're interested in?
I want it all. I want to be the Fenty of comedy. I just want to start. They're like, why is Lacey selling toothbrushes? Put it in your mouth.
Okay. Like, they'll give you copies. So don't worry about coming up with your own slogans. I think
you ain't like that.
Yeah, I think at this rate, they will give you some copy. Yeah,
like that toothbrush? Put it in your mouth.
You know what? You're so creative, and I've seen your writing, and you're very funny, but that, not your best. Not your best.
No?
Not
your best. No, okay. Wait. Put me in your mouth. Better.
Closer. I will say definitely different. Not what you said the first time. Yep. Okay.
Open wide for me. Are we getting better or worse?
This is an improv game that I am really enjoying.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, guys, this is so sad. You guys know what's about to happen. We're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we're going to come back for the end of the show when I have to let Deanna go.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did. And suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow the Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Fraud! All right, guys, and we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. That's where we will highlight one famous charlatan who we believe is worthy of our praise. Or not. I don't know yet. So, Scott Shields, a 9/11 hero, scams $40,000 in federal relief funds. Wow.
Whoa, what?
Wow. So hero is in quotes, so we gonna see. We gotta see if he actually a hero, but the quotes are giving me pause.
Jeez.
Like maybe he not a hero. We'll see. So in 2007, a self-proclaimed Ground Zero hero who says he and his golden retriever rescued victims from the World Trade Center rubble was charged with fraud for allegedly ripping off $40,000 in federal relief funds. So a Manhattan grand jury indicted him and his sister. Damn, his sister too? It's a family affair?
You need help. I'm telling you. It takes a lot to manage these things.
It does. And who better than your sister who does crime? You know, do crime with your family. That's what I say. So basically, a Manhattan grand jury indicted him and his sister last month for swiping rental assistance money from FEMA and other agencies. Shields showed up in the days after the attack, accompanied by Bear, his cancer-stricken canine. But the dog was too sick to do any real work. And the two were basically on hand for a couple of days, according to the former NYPD officer. So basically, Shields did pull up.
Okay,
he pulled up to the rubble.
He was
okay.
There.
And his dog was, why would you bring your sickly dog to a disaster site?
I couldn't. There's clearly something wrong with this man. I couldn't, I'm assuming, I could not tell you.
Right. But also, I don't know, because if he pulled up to the site and maybe he didn't really get to help hands on, but like he was still breathing in all that shit. Like so many people have gotten diseases after that, breathing in that bad, you know, like asbestos and all those, you know, harsh metals and chemicals. So I don't know. He was a catty corner to being a hero. Mm-hmm. He was in the cul-de-sac of rescue worker.
Wasn't that song Almost Doesn't Count? Wasn't that a thing?
That wow. Was that Brandy?
I think so.
Almost Doesn't Count.
I wanted to sing it, but I didn't know if we legally could.
Oh, I don't even know. I just be singing stuff out here. I think it's like 30 seconds. So we good.
Okay. Okay.
If there's anybody who would sue me, it would be Brandy, though.
Oh, poor Brandy. And then you'll have to run and fall out onto the grass because you'll be so sad.
That's my favorite gift. Oh, Brandy.
Anyway, go ahead.
She's giving us so much. So, basically, this is what the Lieutenant Dan Donadio, who was the head of the NYPD's K-9 unit at the time, this is what he said. So he spent 9 months at Ground Zero, this guy. He says, there's something wrong with the guy, okay? I don't know how he got so far. Okay.
I don't... We all know somebody like that in LA that you could use that phrase for. Yes.
We know tons of people like that here. Yeah. Let's name them. No, I'm kidding. Could you imagine? So Shields claims he and Bear made the only live finds at the site. So now he's also saying, like, I found the girls who were living. Like, I pulled the rock up off of the ones who needed to be rescued.
Oh, okay.
Which okay. Donatio, the lieutenant, says, that's nonsense. Said he's lying, Your Honor.
Jeez.
So after his stint, Shields moved into an apartment across from the site, a swanky apartment that was $3,182 a month and got one check for $16,443.50. FEMA will also give him 2 quarters. And that's what he got. And that's how he paid for the apartment, which I don't understand, because $16,000 when you're basically paying, what, $4,000 a month for your apartment? That's only going to get you like 4 months, boo-boo. Like,
throw the book. Throw the book at him. Throw the book at him. Everything's wrong. No, I'm serious. I'm like, people were just, like you said, dying from exposure. And you came up a couple of days and really didn't do anything. Bye. Get out.
Right. And hung out and then tried to collect a check. Also, I would say I don't fuck with Shields because I've watched John 11. I was about to say John 11 because I was thinking of John Stewart, who was in a 9/11 documentary where John Stewart is a huge activist for the firefighters and all of the first responders. Because they got really done super fucking dirty after 9/11. Everybody's like, never forget, but also we never gonna pay you back. Like, so they've been fighting, and John Stewart's brought a lot of attention to it and fought on Capitol Hill to get them the benefits that they deserve. So I don't fuck with this, because like those people can't even get the money that they should be getting, and you over here in an apartment that you can only have for 4 months foreseeable future.
Get out of here.
Shields collected thousands in additional rental assistance, the indictment says. So he was also getting help.
For what?
Oh. Wait, this is him.
Oh, I feel bad for the dog. The dog literally looks right now like, I am not part of this. I did not do this.
The dog looks like it did not consent to the photos.
The dog is looking away in all of the photos.
You know when you see a famous person, or maybe this has probably happened to you, but when people see you and they try to get a photo without you noticing, but it's like you in the back or something, or like they're trying to take an Instagram video.
Has never happened to me. Not famous enough. You have mistaken me for an actual celebrity. That has never happened to me.
It's going to happen all the time, Gianna, all the time to you. Get ready.
I have pulled up to my own job and into my parking spot and had people be like, ma'am, extras parking is over there.
Yo, okay, that has happened to me too. But that's low-key also racism, because that's also happened to me too. I've shown up on sets and they were like, you're here really early. The extras don't come in until 7. And I was like, bitch.
No, it's not racism. I drive an old car. They were like, there's no way you're on this show.
Oh, okay. So you're saving your coins. That's very responsible of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Now, I like to wear my money on my skin. So when my car pull up, the music is blasting. We got the light up emblem for the brand. Like, I'm going to go full rapper at some point. Okay, and that's fine.
But when you said, I like to wear it on my skin, I assume that you meant either like Fenty, like that body oil, you know what I'm talking about? Like that, yes. Or tattoos. That's what I thought you meant. I was like, I can't wait.
I phrase things oddly, purposefully. So Shields, I will say the pictures that we saw of Shields, if y'all want to look this man up, his name is Scott Shields. Him hugging his dog, he does look like a first responder. Like, he's got the vibe of a first responder.
That's a bad move. That's a bad karma move, dude. I love a good clean scam, but that is an awful scam. Boo to that dude.
That's going to come back to you. That's going to whip around on the other side. But guys, that brings us to the end of another episode of Scam Goddess. And Gianna, we always ask on the show, where do you want to be found?
Where do I want to be found?
Where do you want to be found? We don't ask people where they can be found. Where do you want to be found?
Ooh, great. Check out my new podcast, If Then, with Gillian Jacobs on Stitcher. Get it on Stitcher, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, If Then. Guys, check it out. Obviously, Gianna's hilarious. Wait, what is If Then about?
If Then is Gillian and I talking to scientists and mathematicians and astronauts, and kind of catching up on a lot of the science we missed out on as kids.
Oh, that's cute. You gonna have Mae Jemison on there?
You know what? I would love to have Dr. Mae Jemison on there.
Oh, you put way more respect on there than I did. I acted like I knew her. I was like, yeah. Go ahead, Mae Mae. You gonna have Mae Mae on there?
You know, girl, I talked to her mom. She is not. She's busy, you know. No.
You know how Mae Mae do.
You know, I honestly, that would be such a dream. I looked up to her so much, just like all my life. Yes, I would love
Same.
That.
Same. I met her once in college. She came and spoke at my college and we got to
meet
her.
Oh, so you do
her.
Know her then. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mae Mae and I go back. Yeah. We go back like chiroprac, okay?
Well, tell, you know, her mom and them, I said, hey, you know, like, give the family some love.
Yes, next time I go get a plate, I will let them know. But yeah, so if then, guys, get into the science. I love it. And as always, guys, if you want to find us on social media, we're Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms. If you'd like to write into the show and have a chance for your letter to be read, either here on our bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium, which is Confessions with Priscilla Davies and I, you write into scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just don't make it too long, y'all. Yeah, sometimes they be too long. And also, you know, make sure the bag is retired. Again, I don't want to send you to jail. And guys, if you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms, including Clubhouse and not TikTok. It's Lacey Mosley on there. Y'all know why. All right, guys. Congregation, stay scheming. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is starring me, duh, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley. Scam Goddess is produced by Chelsea Jacobson and engineered by Marina Baez, with research by Sherilyn Vera. Stay scheming!
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.